Interfaith submitted a restructuring plan to the State Department of Health earlier this month. DOH rejected it, saying the proposed changes would not help Interfaith serve patients while balancing its books. The hospital offered to make more changes, but regulators were unmoved and continue to demand a closure plan. Long Island College Hospital, meanwhile, is also on life support with fewer than a dozen patients, as its parent hospital, SUNY Downstate, seeks to shut it down to rescue the whole money-losing system. Supporters of Litch have been trying to keep it open, but their options are dwindling. A state panel in 2011 recommended a series of mergers among the struggling medical centers to trim costs and pool together patients. Several of the hospitals negotiated with each other, but all have refused to merge, and debts have continued to grow. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.